Good morning, my friends. I've been talking with you about opportunities for growing during this time of isolation, separation, and just general weirdness of our lives, using the acronym that came to my mind of HEALS, H-E-A-L-S. You might wonder, why in the world is she using some simple string of letters to frame these few meditations? Well, the only honest reason is that it was kind of fun. I thought about it, the acronym came to mind, and then my mind went about looking with awareness at what are the parts of surviving this period of time and growing while in it, taking care of ourselves to survive it, and being mindful of ourselves while we go through a situation that is enduring and cannot be changed other than in its own time. And so the third letter in HEALS is an A. And as you may expect, the A stands for awareness. Often we're easily stimulated by the activities of our days, going here and going there, places that have a different focus and a different activity, and different people. And most of us are going many less places these days. So our awareness is not necessarily being stimulated by the ordinary circumstances that do that, such as work and family, shopping, visiting, and those kinds of structures. Some people find that it's easy for them to get kind of numbed out or even depressed when there's not as much stimulation to work with. So the awareness during this time is very much an awareness of mindfulness. Rather than seeking stimulation, we're noticing and responding to exactly what is body, mind, spirit, and relationships. We might call what we're experiencing many times right now is a sense of floundering. Please be seated in your meditating posture with your awareness on your breathing. Perhaps you are beginning to wonder, what exactly is going on right now? Usually, I hear her voice again by now. Maybe my phone turned off, or maybe the recording wasn't done right. Maybe you are even beginning to feel a little restless. This is one way to notice in your body what that experience that I'm talking about of floundering feels. We're uncomfortable with that state of not knowing. Take a moment to reflect on your awareness of what that floundering felt like in your body. Was there tightness? Was there a good amount of mental chatter with possible explanations or thoughts? Did you start thinking about what you have to do later? And thinking that you don't want to? Or did you just feel uncomfortable in your body? One of the greatest things that we're working on during this pandemic time and time of tremendous political and racial unrest is that sense of not knowing, or that sense of knowing that we really are floundering a lot. Maybe you're suddenly homeschooling your child, reorganizing your job life, or not working at all right now. One of the great gifts of mindfulness practice is becoming able to stay aware during periods of uncertainty. We are calling floundering. If you can, think of something right now that you feel very uncertain about, disquieted, less than competent, overwhelmed. Mindfulness and awareness applied to floundering times is how we find the next thing, staying present to those murky waters of not knowing where the heck to go from here until something arises and beckons. There is a wisdom in staying open to floundering, because out of that, staying present, arises the most mindful and inclusive solutions or next directions to your path right now. Awareness through mindfulness trains us to let go of familiar reference points and stay present in that creative space of not knowing until we find what we need next. And by experience, master that skill of trusting that life is a process of having order, then having disorder, and only then, with mindful awareness and presence, having reorder come out of that whole process. It's a three-stage process of losing, floundering, allowing feelings of helplessness and uncertainty or anger, until curiosity brings you to a sense of reorder, a new way of doing things. And so during this time, practice your skill of staying aware and staying present in times of uncertainty and disorder. It will not be wasted time, for you will need this skill for the rest of time, and having it will change both your endurance and your creativity, patience, trust, and new learning to trying things out, even when feeling profoundly irritated or insecure, and staying aware that these feelings are destabilizing. For me, helps me to fall more gracefully, which I inevitably do in a period of disorder, and accept more what is beyond my control. Out of that disorder, almost always, comes the awareness of what is in my control. And usually that is something very, very close to me. Even if I don't know what the heck is coming or what to do about it, I do have the capacity to respond to what's right in front of me. So next time you're floundering, my friends, embrace the disorder. And with awareness, notice how it is affecting you. And in that mindful presence, letting curiosity and awareness draw you to the next right thing in front of you, for you. Or allow that curiosity to offer you ideas about something in the future that you will be encountering, that you've been thinking about or avoiding. Out of awareness and intention and action that is possible, the disorder of life can grow in a natural flow into reorder and what comes next. I hope that this conversation has not left you with a feeling of floundering. Or actually, I hope that it has, and that in that floundering, you're staying aware, paying attention, and inviting curiosity about the disordered state of your feelings or thoughts. So take your awareness and keep it with you each hour and each day of this pandemic time and time of unrest all around us. Those of us who practice becoming mindfully comfortable with uncertainty may find that this is a time where your capacity can grow by leaps and bounds. So take it with you, my friends, as always. Namaste. Amen.